Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Elegant Body Magic listeners, what's going on? This is Al, man. Actually, I was trying to shoot a podcast on Friday, and I was in my office, and I kind of got distracted. So I said, let me do one on Monday. But how you guys doing today? You doing all right? I got a good podcast for you today, all right? Now, let's get right into it. The name of this podcast is Blood Flow, okay? Bro Science Blood Flow. So what do I mean by that? Okay, so I did a rant earlier on one of my podcasts last year, year before that, when I was talking about bro science. Bro science is basically, you know, pseudoscience of a motherfucker who looks great. Okay, that's what bro science is. Pseudoscience is like your own beliefs, your own structures, and it's not like tested by science. So I was talking about in that one rant about how bro science is some bro science is better than science, because a lot of people who have all this scientific strategies on how people, you know, need to gain weight and look great, they actually look average. And the people who do bro science shit look great. Okay, so right now I'm talking to you about bro science. So it's called blood flow. So what I mean by that, basically when I teach you need to focus on one body part a day, it's a reason for that. I'm not just saying it because I want to say it. When you're sending all that blood to the bicep, remember, when you're doing one body part a day, you're supposed to be doing 4 to 6 workouts, okay? When you do 4 to 6 workouts on that one body part, the way I teach it now is you have to do anywhere from 50 to 70 reps, okay, back to back. So you could do 10 and then rest for like a minute, do another 10. Now you have to do this on extremely light weight. Does that make sense? It's going to take a lot of reps to get this shit done. It's not just lifting heavy weight. It's not just 3 sets of 10. That's bullshit. Okay? I'm giving you bro science shit right now. This is not testing and proven by science or anything, but motherfucker, I look in the mirror and you look at the pictures on Instagram, on Facebook, and you see what it is. You see what time it is. So it's all about the results that people have in their lives versus some fucking science. Because I remember I was in a gym one time and this dude was like talking to me, man, because I did a rant. I may have a link in the description below. I did a rant about bro science. It was so fucking annoying. Like, this dude, he came to me, was talking all this science, like, man, you know, you got to take your carbs in, you got to do this. And this motherfucker was looking average as hell. Like, I was just listening to him and I was on fucking boss back then. And then I was so frustrated, I had to go do a rant. Okay, so let's get back to the blood flow. Bro science blood flow. Okay, so you want to do anywhere from 50 to 70 reps. Okay? Light weight. Now, you could do 15, 15, 15, or you could do 10, 10, 10, whatever. And then after you hit 50, I shoot for 60. You know, 60 or 70. But, you know, once you hit 50, 60, or 70, anywhere from 50 to 70 reps, then that's when you take the heavy weight and then you do at least 5 reps. Or, you know, close as 5 as you can, 3 to 5 reps. I'm talking about heavy fucking weight. This goes back to not backing down to the waist. This goes back to, you know, you bench pressing 245s on each side, but your mind may tell you, like, hey, it may whisper to you and say, hey, go put an extra 10 on each side. Or, hey, put an extra 25 on each side. Or, hey, put an extra 210s on each side. Like, never back down to the weights. If your mind tell you, like, you could feel it, like, when you working out. You know what I'm talking about. Like, you feel like, you know what, this shit is kind of light. I can go a little heavier. When you feel that, you need to go heavier. When you feel that, you need to go heavier. So you do 3 to 5 set reps on a heavy fucking set. And then you do it again. You try to do, you know, 3 to 5 again. You rest for a little bit, a lot longer than the first time. The first, when you're doing the light reps, you rest for about 10 about a minute or so. But when you're doing them heavy sets in between, you can rest for like 2 to 3 minutes. And then you go in again and do another 3 to 5. And then you start again. You do 50 to 70 reps again, which is extremely light. And then you're done. You're done with that. Okay. It's going to take a lot of reps. You see what I'm saying? It's not just lifting a heavy weight. But the whole point is, this is bro science blood flow. You're sending all the blood to that one body part. Okay. Versus doing the back, doing the chest, doing the legs. Like, You could do legs, because I do legs every day the way I teach it. But the whole point of focusing on one body part a day is sending all the blood to that one muscle. Okay, because if you're doing bicep, then you're sending all the blood is going to that one body part. You see what I'm saying? And it's enhancing the muscle. It's enhancing it. It's making it shape more. It's making it form more. Okay. Now, this is not proven by science, even though a lot of people, some people teach, like, if you're focusing on bicep, you should do other workouts that, because see, what I'm talking about right now is making the bicep or the back or the chest or whatever you're working on that day. That's the primary muscle. But then when you do workouts, you have something called secondary muscles that's hit without you even trying to hit it. Does that make sense? Like if you're doing back, you're actually kind of hitting bicep too, because you have to pull the, like if you're sitting on a machine and you have to pull, you know, pull your the bar back to hit the, you know, to hit your back, you're kind of hitting biceps in a way. So it's like a secondary muscle. But what I'm talking about is primaries. So that's the science, bro science. That's the bro science behind, you know, the bro science blood flow, which is sending, working out one body part a day. I'm trying to tell you, you work out one body part a day. All right. And then you circle every 4 or 5 days. And when you're done sending the blood to all those muscles, to that one body part, then you can go hit legs. Like I hit legs, I'll hit like some, I hit the quads and the hams and the calves, you know, I'll do all that. Like when I'm about to leave, I do it every single day or every other day. Therefore, I don't have to have a leg day because I'm trying to focus on, you know, the upper, even though the lower needs to get hit too. So, but that's after I've sent the blood and the blood was concentrated on that one body part. So for a whole fucking hour, right? I mean, I'm literally hitting, I'm doing 50 to 70 reps on that bicep, right? And then, like I told you, I'm hitting a heavy set, I'm doing a heavy fucking set of, you know, 3 to 5 reps twice back to back. And then I, once I'm done with that, I go back to 50 to 70 reps, lightweight, you know, sets of 10 or 15 with a minute resting or 30 seconds resting. You want to do this shit back to back to back. It's going to take a lot of reps to get this shit done, man. It's not just the heavy weight. It's not just 3 sets of 10. That's bullshit. Like I said before. So, like I said, this isn't backed by science, but this is backed by a motherfucker who looks great. A motherfucker who on point. Elegant Body Magic. Look up the hashtag. Go look at the YouTube channel. You know? I mean, that's all. The way I look is fucking based on bro science. You know? So I just wanted to do a rant. I guess this is a rant. Well, it's probably not really that much of a rant. It's kind of like more of teaching. But this is the science, the bro science behind the blood flow. Sending all the blood to one body part. It's concentrated in one area for a whole fucking hour. Because you're doing 4 to 6 workouts. That's probably going to take you like an hour on that one body part. So if it's bicep, you'll be doing a curl, right? You'll be doing a curl on a bicep. And then you'll go to the machine where with the string. And then you'll pull it all the way down to the floor. And then you'll be extending it up, right? That's number two. And then number three, maybe you get the bar. You get the barbell and then you're curling, right? You're curling. So, I mean, it could be 4 to 6 workouts. And you're sending all the blood to that one body part for a whole hour. And then when you're done, then that's when you go hit the legs, the calves, and, you know, or hit the abs or whatever. You could do that every single day or every other day. So this isn't a rant. I don't think it's a rant. It's more of just like a regular teaching podcast. But I'm just talking to you about the power of bro science versus fucking science. Bro science is overtraining like Michael Sheed teach. We go in this motherfucker and we train. We overtrain this motherfucker every single day. You understand me? I'm all about fucking bro science. You know, like science is cool, you know, you know, researching and all that kind of stuff. I will be teaching more about diet and all that because I know about that stuff now. I didn't know about it in Elegant Body Magic 1.0. But this whole thing is about the power of bro science and the blood flow. Okay. Because you may be thinking like, why should I work one body part a day? Like, what is he talking about? No, I need to hit my abs. No, I need to hit my chest. No, I need to hit my back all in the same day. I mean, if you want to look regular, do that shit. But if you're trying to turn shit up, you need to work on one body part a day. God damn it. I'm trying to tell you how to do this shit. All right, man. So this is Al, Elegant Body Magic, man. Just remember that you're a champion because you choose to be. All right, be great.